USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
Winter storm warnings have been issued through Sunday across New York and New England, where they could see up to a foot of snow. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than 2 million people worldwide have died from the coronavirus. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University confirmed the death toll on Friday. The National Retail Federation reports an incredible 8.3% increase for the Christmas shopping season.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to vaccinate 100,000 Americans in his first 100 days. The plan includes FEMA setting up vaccination centers across the country. Former CDC Acting Director Richard Besser says Biden's plan is very ambitious.
This is an ambitious goal, and I worry at times when public health over promises and then under delivers. The intent is where we need to be in terms of rapid vaccination. But it's not just about the numbers. You know, when you think about increasing numbers, you can increase numbers by vaccinating those who have the most access, and you may be vaccinating people who are at lower risk of getting severe infection and dying. One of the things that gave me some hope in what I'm hearing is the intention to focus on those communities that are getting hit the hardest, setting up mass vaccination sites in areas that are easy to get to, mobile vaccine clinics that are reaching people who may be harder to reach.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.